Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Wins.
I'm Larry Cantor, and here are today's top local stories. Four more states have been added to New York's quarantine list. Governor Cuomo says anyone entering the state from Ohio, Wisconsin, Minnesota, and New Mexico will now have to self-isolate for 14 days, but Delaware has been removed from the list. New Jersey has added the same four states, but Governor Murphy says he's stopping short of issuing fines to people who violate the rules. Yesterday, Governor Cuomo said New York will levy a fine of $2,000 on those who refuse to provide contact information to health officials. Mayor de Blasio and First Lady Shirlane McRae say the mayor's fund has raised about $50 million through the city's COVID-19 emergency relief fund. McRae explains where some of the money will go.
Restaurant revitalization program, which will initially benefit 100 local restaurants by providing up to $30,000 to bring back approximately 1,000 displaced workers at $20 per hour plus tips.
She says money will also go to help other vulnerable New Yorkers and frontline workers. New York City could move to Phase 4 reopening next week, and if that happens, a spokesman for the National Park Service says the Statue of Liberty and Ellis Island could begin to welcome back visitors. A Park Service source tells News 4 that face masks would be mandatory on the ferries, but optional at the monuments. New York's Cathedral of St. John the Divine opened this morning for individual prayer.
While services will remain online for now, anyone who wants to pray or meditate at St. John the Divine can do so from 7:30 to 1 p.m. every day. Of course, they will have to follow new health protocols, according to Christine Pottinger, the education director here.
Some basic CDC health questions and have their temperature taken. We're requiring everyone to wear face masks the whole time they're in the building. We have hand sanitizer and wipes available for all of the chairs if someone wants to sit.
Chairs are spaced, and of course, with its size, there's plenty of room to socially distance. Connie Benson took some time to sit and says the imagery is powerful and the space just lends itself to reflection.
It's just wonderful to be able to slip in here, calm myself down, and carry on.
Samantha Liepman, 1010 Winds in Morningside Heights.
Coronavirus cases have soared by more than 1 million globally in just 5 days to push the total global case number past 13 million. That's according to Johns Hopkins University. The World Health Organization's director general warned today there would be no return to the old normal for the foreseeable future. The U.S. has the world's highest confirmed numbers, at least 3.4 million recorded cases, and more than 135,000 deaths. One infectious disease expert describes Miami, with more than 2,000 coronavirus patients hospitalized and hundreds in ICU, as the new epicenter of the pandemic. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis admits his state is stressed.
We have a situation now where, people are apprehensive, people are hurting. This virus has affected every Floridian's life.
Just yesterday, DeSantis maintained the situation in his state had stabilized. Jeffrey Epstein's former girlfriend will remain behind bars until trial after she was denied bail this afternoon on charges she recruited girls for the financier to sexually abuse more than two decades ago. Two Epstein accusers implored the judge to keep Ghislaine Maxwell detained after she pleaded not guilty to the charges today during a video court hearing in Manhattan. Maxwell has been held without bail since her July 2nd arrest at her million-dollar New Hampshire estate. Prosecutors say she refused to open the door there for FBI agents, and they broke through to find that she had retreated to an interior room. She was charged with recruiting at least three girls, one as young as 14, for Epstein to abuse between 1994 and 97. The The indictment also alleges that she helped groom the victims to endure sexual abuse and was sometimes there when Epstein abused them. A proposed settlement of civil suits against Harvey Weinstein doesn't pass muster with a judge. Here's correspondent Aaron Katursky.
A federal judge here in New York rejected the proposed $19 million settlement involving Harvey Weinstein, his now defunct studio, the Weinstein Company, the New York Attorney General's office, and a number of women who had accused Weinstein of sexual misconduct. The judge called it obnoxious that the settlement included a legal defense fund for Weinstein. The judge said it put his needs over the needs of victims. The New York Attorney General's office, which negotiated the proposed settlement, said it was studying the decision.
An attorney for six of the accusers called it one of the most one-sided and unfair class settlements in history. There were another 17 shootings in the city last night, most of them in Brooklyn, but there's a difference of opinion about what's causing the recent spike.
The NYPD's top uniformed cop says there is a connection between the elimination of gun-seizing anti-crime units and the recent explosion in gun violence. Chief Terrence Monahan adding that anti-cop mentality at City Hall doesn't make policing any easier.
New law that was passed by the city council has cops hesitant. They are fearful that they may be arrested if they take some proactive type enforcement.
In his daily briefing, the mayor sees a different problem. He blames the court system.
For our officers who are out there doing their job, and yet the rest of the criminal justice system isn't functioning. So it's very frustrating if you do your piece of the equation and then there's nothing to hand off to.
And de Blasio quickly dismissed talk of firing the police commissioner, adding that he has full confidence in Dermot Shea. Al Jones, 1010 Winds News.
New York and New Jersey have joined more than a dozen states and the District of Columbia suing the Trump administration over its change to visas for foreign students. The administration wants to revoke the visas of college students or universities if colleges or universities are doing online-only classes this fall instead of in-classroom learning. Acting Homeland Security Chief Ken Cuccinelli says if a university isn't going to open in the fall or if it's going to be 100% online, then we wouldn't expect foreign students to be in the United States for that. Harvard and MIT have also filed lawsuits, and nearly 100 members of Congress have sent a letter to DHS urging the department to rescind its policy. Out of work? Can't find a job in your field? Or are you unhappy in your current position? Here's the answer. Find something new. That's the name of the White House-backed ad campaign beginning today.
The opening ad features ordinary people sharing their stories. A companion website provides links to training and other resources. The Trump administration has long emphasized skills-based job and vocational training as an alternative to college degree programs, arguing college isn't for everyone and many jobs don't require a degree. But the long-in-the-works effort has taken on a new sense of urgency after the coronavirus cost millions of people their jobs, many of which may be lost forever. I'm Julie Walker.
The campaign is a product of the American Workforce Policy Advisory Board. It was created by President Trump 2 years ago and is co-chaired by his daughter Ivanka and Commerce Secretary Wilbur Ross. When the government shut down last year, Ross is the billionaire who told unpaid federal workers to simply take out a loan if they need cash.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the radio.com app to take us with you wherever you go.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.